Good morning and welcome back to the Weekly Sports Flash, where you'll find the week's top highlights and news updates. I'm Connor, and with me I have
Steve
and Aaron.
All right, so the NBA Finals are underway with Golden State and the Toronto Raptors. Series so far is 2-1 in favor of the Raptors, and going back to Oakland for game 4. So what do you guys think of this series? How do you think it's going to end up?
I think Golden State's going to take the victory here after being in the finals for 5 straight years and going back-to-back the past 2.
What about you, Potter?
I think Toronto's going to take this one. Although the underdog here, they're also the only Canadian team. That's why I'd like to see them win.
That's true. That is true. I think I'm more with Aaron on this one, since in the past 5 years, they have made it to the championships. And in their last year's victory, they actually swept the entire series and went 16-0 to take the championship. Do you think that'll have any influence on this year's results, maybe?
Oh, that's pretty impressive after last year's 16-0 sweep throughout the playoffs.
I think that had to really do with who they had on the starting five, similar to this year's.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure because KD's been putting up pretty impressive numbers this year. Same with Curry, he's probably one of the best shooters of all time, if not the best.
Yeah. There's a really good point there with Curry being one of the best shooters of all time is that at least I've found by watching these games is Toronto's been putting a lot of emphasis on covering Curry and really hounding him when he has the ball. And I think that might actually, like, for now it's good because they're staving off Golden State, but I think it's going to end up with Toronto making too many technical errors and Golden State being able to take advantage of those. So, you know, I think even though Toronto's trying to cover themselves like that, I think it's going to end up in Golden State's favor anyway. So I don't know if you guys have any different thoughts
about
that.
Well, Golden State or Toronto has something Golden State doesn't have, and that's Kawhi. I think no one can match Kawhi on the Golden State Warriors. He's really lighting it up right now.
That is true. Golden State doesn't really have an all-around player like Kawhi Leonard is for the Raptors. So he could be a major key in them winning this year.
Yeah, I believe Kawhi is leading the playoffs in steals and rebounds throughout the playoffs. So that's pretty impressive, I think.
Yeah, so let's go over game 2 here, the first Warriors win. I think they really took that game around the end because the score was pretty close, if I do remember. So the game was, in fact, pretty close, being a 109-105 win for the Golden State Warriors. Just looking back to the stats now, the Golden State actually suffered 2 major injuries that game, including Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant. Which I believe are 2 major parts of Golden State's offense and just team building, being a big presence while they're on and off the court. So during which that game, there was a 5.5-minute stretch of scoreless basketball, which must have been pretty intimidating being Golden State with such a small lead in such a short period of time left. Andre Iguodala also scored a massive 3-pointer with 5.9 seconds left to the quarter to really seal Golden State's fate. The backcourt consisting of Curry and Klay Thompson combined for 48 points, which is pretty substantial. Draymond Green actually came 1 assist shy of recording his 4th straight triple-double, which is pretty impressive, actually. So for those of you who don't know, a triple-double is when a player achieves double-digit total in three of the five statistical categories, either assists, blocks, points, rebounds, or steals. So that is the definition of a triple-double, just for those of
the Raptors need your voice.
Hey guys, if any of you guys are like us, you'll enjoy a good shop talk hosted by a couple of locals from across the classroom.
Their show airs twice a week, so if you guys want something to pass time while you're waiting for ours, or even just to gain some more knowledge, there's a great example for you.
Okay, let's talk about what everyone's talking about right now, and that's the Toronto Raptors. So going back to the regular season, the Raptors finished second behind the Milwaukee Bucks. The Raptors got 58 wins and 24 losses. They had an average attendance of 19,824 fans per game.
That's pretty substantial for a Canadian team, considering it's the only one.
Yeah, and 812,000 fans total. So a little bit of the game one final recap. So the Raptors walked off the court with a 118-109 game one victory to take the series 1-0 to lead over the Golden State Warriors. And Kawhi Leonard pulled up big with 43 minutes, 23 points. As expected, he's the star on the Raptors. So now hopefully the Raptors can take momentum for the rest of the series and beat the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, going back to what you said there about Kawhi Leonard's playing time, playing almost, 43 minutes you said?
Yep, 43 minutes.
Honestly, I think they might actually be overworking Leonard, because putting him out there in a playoff scenario, which is much faster pace, much more intense and stressful, he's going to be out there all that time without rest or in between short periods of rest. I think that might actually deteriorate what he might be able to do.
Yeah, I agree. So Kawhi actually had an interview saying that he thinks the rest of the Raptors offense needs to step up a little bit because he's doing a lot of the work.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like some guys have thought they could kind of sit back and watch Kawhi run the show. But I think if the Raptors really want to take Golden State on here, they're going to have to, the whole team's going to have to step up to Kawhi's level.
Yeah.
So going back to the Raptors, I think they're getting off kind of easy right now too, having one of the biggest and, in my opinion, best players, Kevin Durant, out with a calf injury. I think that's really affecting Golden State's mentality going into these games as well as their play. I know they're much better than they have shown. And I think KD's injury is really representative of that, because he hasn't been there. And I think they're really hoping that he'll be able to make a comeback here, because like I said, the Raptors are putting the pressure on, so something to watch out for, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. The Raptors are really taking full advantage with KD out of the lineup, because he's really big offensively, and he helps out on defense there quite a bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the Raptors won't have to worry about covering one of the star players.
If anything, you could almost compare Leonard to Kevin Durant's full court abilities, as they're both pretty well-rounded players, being able to play both offensive and defensively. KD, of course, because of his size and reach, he can defend very well, but he's also not afraid to pull up right behind the three-point line and drop a deep three. All right, let's take a break from basketball now and shift over to the other major finals that's going on right now, which is the Stanley Cup playoffs. Boston and St. Louis facing off for Game 7 who you guys think is winning this one?
Personally, I think Boston's going to win. They have the home ice advantage, although I'd like to see St. Louis because they haven't won a cup, and the majority of their players are Canadian, so that'd be nice.
Mm-hmm, that is true, actually. It'd be nice to see St. Louis win a cup for once, but the series is definitely really close, so I think it's anyone's game here.
I think I'm going to have to be with Connor on this one. You know, Boston going back home, game 7, home ice advantage. They got one of the top power plays, top lines in the whole league with Brad Marchand, David Pastrnak, and Patrice Bergeron.
Yeah, they're also, I mean, in my opinion, I think I think that Brad Marchand actually has a bigger influence than most. I personally am not a big fan of him just because of his demeanor on the ice. I don't like the way he carries himself and deals with things. I think that's just my opinion, though. He is, in fact, one of the best players on Boston, though, putting up 23 games played. He's put up 23 points. So averaging at least a point per game, 9 of those being goals and 14 assists. So he is a great player. I'm just not a big fan of him.
Yeah, Brad Marchand's been really helping out on the power play with Pastrnak alongside with Patrice Bergeron. Brad Marchand has 12 points on the power play. Pastrnak has 9 and Bergeron has 10.
So that Boston power play obviously contributing to their wins. Now looking back through the series, I didn't realize, but this has actually been a very, very close back and forth series. No team has gone up in a substantial 2-point gap. It's all been back and forth with Boston starting to lead the series and then St. Louis coming to tie it up, with Boston again taking the lead in game 3. Torrey Krug actually led that game in points with 4, one of them being a goal and 3 assists. So major team player right there, kind of came up from under the rankings. We didn't even see him in the top goal scorers there. But was a major, major impact on Boston's blowout win of 7-2 in game 3.
Just looking back there, standings in the middle of January, St. Louis just happened to be at the very bottom of the league.
That's pretty considerable, considering the fact that now they're going into game 7 against one of the top teams. And they're doing great, in my opinion. Again, it'd be great to see them win. But I really think it's anyone's game at this point, especially going back to Boston. You know, the Bruins might have slight home ice advantage, but I really think St. Louis is going to be hungry for their first cup.
Being for first cup in 49 years, that's been a long time waiting for these Blues.